podcast time, All Ireland Junior Cup final. Two of our experts from Knock On are here. Dave Mahan's with me and Niall Moran, just to review what is a Tullamore victory. And we'll start with you, Dave. A comfortable win in the end. Tries either side at halftime key, but the last 10 minutes of the first half is where Tullamore switched on the afterburners and really put this game away.
Yeah, I mean, Enniscorthy, whilst they started the game quite well, I just felt that they seemed to struggle to really finish off their opportunities that they created, particularly when the game was a contest in the first 40, 50 minutes. And that really was quite telling, because Tullamore were ruthless and they converted their opportunities. And it wasn't really until the game was over as a contest in the last 10, 50 minutes, when it started to really open up, that Enniscorthy looked dangerous, and Ivan went back into out half, and they had looked like they had a bit of attack in shape. But it's interesting, actually, in the league match away in Tullamore, exactly the same thing happened. Whether that's a psychological thing or not, I don't know, but I just felt that had Enniscorthy taken their opportunities in the first half, maybe it might have been a different story. But that was probably a big part of the reason why they didn't take the day.
What do you reckon, Niall? Good start from Enniscorthy. After 20 minutes, I was starting to write a script in my head of, wow, Enniscorthy coming good for the Cups again.
Well, in fairness to Enniscorthy, they put a bit of thought into the process, how they're going to get around Tullamore. They moved Poole from 10 to 12 and they brought in Pat Kearns at 10. And that meant really that they're able to attack left and right, because they used the first 5-8, second 5-8 system. And in fairness, I thought they were troubling Tullamore. They were putting them in a bit of panic. Tullamore, the pace of the game was high. Unfortunately, the downside of that was that in order to get the quality ball, their pack had to attack very narrow. They were setting up targets very narrow, and they were trying to, if you like, man mark, I thought, the Tullamore pack, and ultimately they ran out of steam. And when that happened, the Tullamore pack and the back row in particular, Feary and Connors, got on top, and they started to create mayhem both in defence and attack. And ultimately it was the juggernaut that is the Tullamore pack that did the work. Nothing spectacular, nothing hugely enlightening, but they did a huge efficiency, huge work rate, and they were very effective in what they did.
The game turned on a Brian Gertie break, Dave, and look, he's capable of doing that, but they have those players, you know, then an Aaron Deverell break kind of lifted them again. It took them about 12 minutes to get Adrian Hanley, their main battering ram, on the ball, but it all started to come together then. Is that the kind of patience Tullamore have? They don't panic early doors, they don't want to assert themselves too early, they just have a look at the game first, if you like, and see what's happening.
See, the interesting thing about Tullamore, this Tullamore team, is they've been together for a long time, and I think that, you know, if you look at the guys that have won the Leinster League over the last couple of years, it's teams that have been knocking on the door for 3 or 4 years before they do it, and then their time comes, and Tullamore just seems to be really comfortable in their own skin. You know, they're together a long time, they know each other very well. You know, and they've signed two or three key players over the off season. They come in and they've been really good fits, and they just seem to be really comfortable in their own skin. They never panic, you know, and you know, they look nigh unstoppable at the moment, you know.
Really do, Niall. Would you agree with that? I mean, they got qualifiers away to Portadown and Monavie, and they got a Towns Cup campaign in between. Can they keep it going?
It's a big ask, and were I John Moylan or Johnny Burns, I'd be kind of, okay, let's have a cut at the Towns Cup, but it's not the be-all and end-all. You're going to get one opportunity in the here and now at the AIL, and that is this year.
But if they take the foot off the pedal, will it affect them in their...
Well, I don't think it's so much kicking the foot off the pedal. I think it's just keeping players fresh and keeping them interested. And they're lucky that they have the Towns Cup, because that will give them game time. And that's going to be important, because it can get stale otherwise. But, I mean, the focus for me would be the AIL. I mean, Kildare, ironically, won the league 5 or 6 years ago here. They missed out, they were beaten in injury time by Monavie, and they've never come back from that. In fact, they spent time in 1B when they missed that opportunity of the Leinster League, when they missed that opportunity. So I don't think Tullamore can afford to do that. They have a bit of strength and depth, albeit the majority of it in the forwards, and I think they have the strength and depth to have a good run in the cup, but the cup draw is going to have to be good to them too. I expect them to beat Mullingar next weekend, but they go into the hat again, and who knows where they're going to end up after that. So I'd be using that cup campaign, keep lads fresh, keep them interested, but ultimate outcome goal, win the round robin and guarantee a position in the AIL.
I'll leave it the last word on Enniscorthy with you, Dave. They have lost a few players between now and last year, if you like, and you know, some of the form from this season hasn't been brilliant, and it was hard to just crank it up again, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, like, from last year's team, like Nipper Howe and Damien McCabe and the number 8 Murphy and Tony Ryan, like, they're all... Like, it's not just a case of you're missing players. Like, they're serious players.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, they're real go-to men. They're leaders within the group. And they don't have the strength and depth. There are clubs who can lose players like that, but could have a decent squad of guys to come in. But Enniscorthy just at the moment just don't have that squad. And you know, today they really looked as if they lacked that. They looked at times rudderless, I felt, you know. And apart from Richie Dunne at fullback, who looked dynamite a couple of times, particularly in the last 5 or 10 minutes, I just felt from a long way out they looked like a beaten ticket, you know. And that's not the Enniscorthy I know, like, you know. And I think they'll do some soul searching after today, and I think they'll come back and they'll be going to Longford next week, and they're going to give Longford a fairly stern examination. I mean, they're not going to want to finish out the season mid-table in Division 1A, you know.
Leave the Longford forwards coach alone and follow up on that one. He's smiling over here. He knows he has a tough game coming up next week. That's it. Thanks, lads.